Light.
灯光，下午好。
So good to be here to be able to worship with you. May God's peace be with you.
很高兴今天下午能够在这里与大家一起敬拜，愿神的平安与众人同在。
I'm sure you know that we live in a time of chaos and division.
我想你们大家都知道，我们现在在一个很动荡的时代。
This is a time of social unrest and political turmoil.
不管是在这个社会，或者是在整个的政治局面，都是一个非常动荡的时代。
I have some pictures to show you. People have different opinions about. All the things that are going on in our world.
很多人有很多他自己的看法，就在对我们这个世界上有很多不同的看法。
Some people have very strong opinions about it.
那有些人呢，他每天都有不同的对这个社会都有不同的看法。
I'm sure you know and you have experienced some people. Their opinions are so strong that to the point that friends cannot talk to one another.
我想你们都知道，有的人因为他的看法非常的强烈，所以朋友跟朋友之间都没有办法好好的谈话。
Parents cannot talk to their children about this.
父母跟小孩也没有办法来谈这方面的问题。
Not only is there division outside of the church, unfortunately, there's division in the church.
不单是在教会外面，也很不幸的在教会当中也有这样的问题。
My church is no exception.
我的教会也不例外。
Our church is made up of people of different cultures. We have different congregations.
我们的教会有很多不同的文化背景，然后很多不同地方的人来到我们的教会。
People have very different ideologies.
有很多人有不同的意识形态。
People have very different opinions.
很多人有不同的看法。
Some of them they disagree to the point. Some of them left the church.
因为他们不同意，所以有些人他们就离开了教会。
We live in a time of division.
我们活在一个分歧的世界。
And that's why during this time of chaos.The leaders of the church, we have a very strong conviction at this time.
所以在因为在这样的一个时代，所以教会的领袖们，他有一个非常重要的一个看法。
As a church, we need to focus on what's truly important.
对教会来说，我们要重视的是最重要。对教会，什么是最重要的事？
As a church, we need to stay true to the mission of our church.
在教会里面，我们最重要的是要根据我们的教会所要做到的，我们的事工，我们要做的是什么
？We need to focus on what God wants us to focus on.
我们必须要把我们的重点放在神要我们做什么。
What is the most important thing we should focus on?
对教会来说，什么是最重要的事情？我们必须要做的最重要的事情呢
？I hope you know the answer.
我希望你知道答案。
It's the gospel.
也就是福音。
The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ.
所以这个福音也就是一个好消息，就是耶稣基督的好消息。
The gospel says, in this fallen world, there is only one solution.
福音告诉我们，在这样一个堕落的时代，唯一的解法就只有一种解决的方法。
The answer.To our problem is Jesus Christ.
我们问题的答案就是耶稣基督。
Only Jesus can save us.
唯有耶稣基督能够拯救我们。
That's our conviction. That's my conviction as well.
这就是我们所坚持的，我们所知道的。
And that's why I've decided the times that I spend with you, I want to bring your attention to.The book of Romans, because the Romans talks about the gospel.
所以这就是今天我要跟你们一起分享罗马书。罗马书讲到的就是好消息，就是福音。
And it's my hope and prayer that as we spend time together looking at the gospel, that you would be fully.
然后这个福音
and that you would stay on the focus, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以我们最重视的就是耶稣基督的福音
and that your church will indeed be true light of this dark world.
所以我们的教会能够真正的做一个真光教会，对，在这个世界上的一个真光教会。
And that you can point people to the answer, Jesus Christ.
所以我们能够，对其他人能够把他们带到耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's say that again. Amen.
Amen.
That's why you exist. You are the true light.
那就是为什么我们在这里，因为我们就是真光。
You need to know the gospel, and you need to point people to the gospel.
你需要知道什么是福音，你也需要带领人到福音，到耶稣基督。
The gospel is God's good news, the good news of God to a fallen world.
Gospel, 福音就是好消息。他就是把这个好消息，神的好消息带到这个世界上。
But the good news would not be good news if we don't even know what the bad news is.
但是呢，好消息不会是好消息，除非我们知道什么是坏消息。
The bad news is this word, sin.
这个坏消息就是这个世界是罪，是有罪的。
You know, there's so much problem going on in the world right now, racism.
就这个是。这个世界现在有很多问题，第一个就是种族问题。
Hate crime.
然后犯罪就是恨，因为仇恨的犯罪。
Mass shootings.
大规模的枪击。
Even between countries, there's war, the war of Ukraine and Russia.
对，就甚至于国家跟国家之间也有战争，就好像乌克兰跟苏联的战争。
What is the problem?
到底问题在哪里？
Sin.
罪。
In order for us to truly appreciate the gospel, the good news, we must see sin, our sin, from God's perspective.
当我们要真正的能够感恩有这样的福音，我们第一个要从神的角度来看什么是罪。
Now, none of us enjoy this, because when it comes to sin, we want to look away. We want to blame people for our mistakes.
没有人很喜欢谈到这个问题。当我们提到罪，我们想逃避，我们不想要谈这个问题。
And this should not surprise us because this has been the issue since day one, the story of Adam in the Garden of Eden.
这个应该对大家都不会很意外，因为从人类的第一天开始，在伊甸园，亚当夏娃就有了这个罪。
When Adam sinned.God came to Adam and said, Adam, who told you to eat that fruit?
所以当亚当犯罪的时候，神到亚当面前说，亚当，是谁让你吃了这个树上的果子呢？
What did Adam say?
亚当说了什么？
It's the woman whom you have given to be with me.
亚当说，是你所赐给我的女人，与我同居的这个女人。把这个果子给了我。
Now, have you noticed that in that simple sentence, Adam managed to blame both Eve and God?
你有没有看到，在很简单的一句话当中，亚当他把这个罪的责任放到了神跟这个女人的身上，他把它转移到他们的身上。
Adam is good.
亚当很厉害。
And we are just like him.
我们就像他一样。
But if we want to fully appreciate the gospel, the beauty of good news, we must look at, see, our sin Acknowledge our sin. Look at it from God's perspective.
所以当我们如果要真正的对福音能够有一个感恩的心，然后能够真正知道这个好消息它的美，它好的地方，我们必须要从神的观点来看罪的问题。
So today we're going to look at Romans chapter 3 and we've come to verse 9.
所以我们今天要看罗马书第三章从第九节开始看起。
Where Paul, the Apostle Paul, he said this statement. He says, "What shall we conclude then?"
所以保罗他就说了，他说这却怎么样呢？
See for three chapters, chapter 1, 2, and 3,Paul has been trying to give us a picture of our sin.
所以在罗马书第一章、第二章跟第三章，保罗他让我们可以看得到，能够想象得出来我们的罪。
And here in verse 9, he's bringing everything that he's trying to tell us to a conclusion.
所以在第三章第九节，他把他所要告诉我们的一切。有关于这方面的，他做了一个总结。
And he is like the attorney of the law. Now you know that the Apostle Paul, he is a Pharisee. That means he knows the law, and he is acting kind of like an attorney, and he is bringing the closing statement.
所以就好像他保罗，他就像是一个律师，他就因为你要知道他是法利赛人，他其实就是一个法律的一个。专家，所以他就把他所有的证据都放到了最后结尾的时候。
He is going to now drive home the point, tell us really everything that he's trying to say about our sin and our fallen state.
所以他现在要把我们都带到他所要告诉我们，他最后要把我们带到他所要告诉我们的那个重点上面。
Now it is said, I want you to look at this statement. What we believe about the nature of man determines what we believe about salvation.
所以这句话就提到说，我们对人性的看法会决定我们对救恩的相信程度。
If we do not see the seriousness of sin, then let's face it, we don't need a savior.
如果我们不相信罪它的严重程度，我们其实我们不需要救恩。
If we don't see the seriousness of sin, then we don't need Jesus Christ.
如果我们不相信我们最严重的程度，我们不需要耶稣基督。
But if we truly want to appreciate Jesus and the good news of the gospel, then we need to go through this difficult journey of acknowledging the ugliness of sin in our lives.
所以如果说我们要真正的能够对 福音有感恩的心，然后真正的能够感谢耶稣基督还有这个救恩，那我们就要很清楚的走看到我们对罪我们是怎么样的犯罪的这样的一个旅程，然后清清楚楚的看到。
Someone described that as a child he and his family would take trips to the magnificentRose Garden.
所以有一个人曾经这样子说过，他说他小时候跟他的家人到一个很美的玫瑰花园去。
The Rose Garden is so beautiful, filled with all kinds of roses in various colors.
所以他们到那个玫瑰花园是非常的美丽，有各种的玫瑰花，五彩缤纷。
But what made the Rose Garden so unforgettable to him?It's the fragrance of the roses. It's so aromatic. It's so powerful. It is so overwhelming. It smells so good.
对他来讲呢，对他最印象最深的是那玫瑰花的香味。那个香味是非常的好，然后非常像一个压倒性的香味，就是从各处到他这里来。
And he said that even as they drove up to the garden, even before they reached the garden, they could already smell the aroma of the roses.
他们还没有到那个玫瑰花园的时候，他就已经可以在车上闻到那玫瑰花的香味。
But he said that the aroma was enhanced by the trip to the rose garden.
所以他就提到，就是说那个香味，那玫瑰花的香味是越来的越强，就在他去的那个 玫瑰花园的路上，那个味道是越来的越强。
He said, in order to get to the rose garden, he said you have to drive by this big factory, soap factory.
那要到那玫瑰花园呢，你中间会经过一个做肥皂的工厂。
And he said that most people don't know this, but the soap factory soap is made out of dead animals.
很多人不知道，其实肥皂是从的那个动物的死掉的动物来做出来的。
So this, because of that, the soap factory is filled with dead animal carcass.
所以在肥皂工厂呢，里面有各种不同的死亡的动物在里面。
And he said, on the way to the rose garden, you have to endure the stench.Of dead animals.
所以你要到那个玫瑰花园的时候，你必须要能够忍受那个很臭的那种动物腐败的那种味道。
And he said it got so bad that even in summer days they had to roll up their windows. They could not take in that stench.
对，因为它难闻到一个程度，虽然是在夏天的时候，他们要把车子的窗户摇起来，然后捂着他的鼻子，因为他没有办法忍受那个臭味。
He said, "It's the stench of the soap factory that makes the aroma of the rose garden so much more refreshing and so much more life-giving."
所以他因为这个肥皂工厂这些的动物的尸体这个味道，它那种臭味，所以让你能够感受得到玫瑰它本身的清新，玫瑰的它的香味。
And that's what the Apostle Paul is doing right now.
这就是使徒保罗现在在做的事。
Before he takes us to the beautiful rose garden, he is giving us a tour of the soul factory.
所以这就是使徒保罗他做的事，他在带我们到玫瑰花园之前，他先带我们到那个肥皂工厂去。
I hope that today's passage.The message will give you a fresh perspective of the gospel.
所以我希望今天的讯息能够让你们对福音有一个更清楚的一个了解。
And that when you walk out from this place, you have a new appreciation and rejoicing, praising God for His amazing grace in our lives.
所以当我们离开的时候，我希望说大家都能够对于我们的福音有更多的感谢。能够知道，能够感谢这一个奇异恩典在我们的身上。
So with that in mind, let's look at today's passage, Romans 3:9-12, and then verses 19-21.
所以今天我们有提到罗马书三章九到十二节，还有三章十九节到二十节。
If it's possible, I'd like us to all stand and let's read first time in English and then second time in Chinese.
所以我如果可以的话，我们可以一起起立。第一次我们会念英文，第二次念中文。
Verse 9. What shall we conclude then? Are we any better? Not at all. We have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands.No one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silent and the whole world held accountable to God.Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. But now, a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ,To all who believe.
我们现在念中文，我们大家一起念啊。这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？绝不是的。 因我们已经证明犹太人和希利尼人都在罪恶之下，就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下的人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
May God bless reading of His word.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
You may be seated.
大家可以请坐。
What does today's passage tell us about our sinful nature?
今天的经文告诉我们的罪的本性是什么呢？
Here's the outline of today's message. We are universally sinful.
这是今天的大纲，第一个提到的就是说，我们举世都是有罪的。
We are radically depraved.
我们是彻底堕落的。
And we are hopelessly lost.
我们是绝望迷失的。
Let's look at number one. Man is universally sinful.
所以我们看第一点，举世都是有罪的。
Now I want you to see the key words in today's passage. Look at this word, none.
所以我希望大家看这边的最重要的一个字就是没有。
Verse 10 says, there is none righteous.
第十节提到说没有一人。
Verse 11, there is none who understands.
十一节提到说没有明白的。
Verse 11 again, there is none who seeks God.
十一节也提到没有寻求神的。
Verse 12, there is none who does good.
第十二节提到说没有行善的。
And then another key word, the word all.
那另外一个重点的字。
Verse 9, we are all under sin.
所以这重点的字是所有。第九节，所有都在罪恶之下。
Verse 12, we have all turned aside.
第十二节提到说所有都变为无用。
Verse 19, all the world may be held accountable to God.
第十九节提到，所有的人都伏在神审判之下。
Do you see Paul trying to make a point?
你有没有看到保罗他要告诉我们一个重点
？He says we are all under sin.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们都是在罪恶之下。
All of us are sinners. There's no exception.
所以我们都是罪人，没有一个例外的。
The condition is universal. Every single person.
这个情形是。在这所有这整个世界上都是一样的。
There's a great Christian ministry called Ligonier Ministries.
这边有一个教会的事工，它叫做 Ligonier Ministry.
And this ministry, they would conduct a national survey every 2 years to gauge the theological knowledge of evangelical believers.
这个事工呢，他们会做每两年会做一次的调查，在调查当中，他们会有问一些问题。
The last survey was taken year 2020.
上次做是在2020年做的。
And they discovered that 46% of the Christians that they interviewed, which is about half of the people that they interviewed, agreed with this statement.
所以他们在2020年调查的时候，他们发现有46%的基督徒，也就差不多有半数的基督徒都相信这上面这个句子是真的。
Everyone sins a little, but most people are good by nature.
这个句子是说每个人都犯了一点罪，但大部分的人的本性都是善良的。
Now this statement sounds good.But it's not biblical.
这个句子听起来挺不错的，但它并不合教会。
And they made a conclusion of the surveys that they've taken that there is an increasing number of Christians that their understanding of their sin is not biblical.
所以呢，他就说在这里他们就发现有越来越多的基督徒，他们所相信的罪，他对罪的定义也并不是真正教会所教导罪的定义。
They sincerely believe that they are good. There's nothing wrong about them.
他们真正的相信他们是好的，没有什么问题的。
Have you heard a story of the two men? They were sitting next to each other on an airplane.
你们有没有听过一个故事？就是有两个人，他们在飞机上，他们坐在旁边。
It was very crowded, and the AC is not working well, and the air is stagnant.
对，在那时候呢，飞机很挤，然后空调也没有作用，然后整个空气呢都是很凝结的感觉。
Well, one of them, he was sweating profusely, and his smell was getting unbearable.
那这两个人男的中，这两个人中间有一个他流很多汗，然后他因为他流汗有汗臭味是没有办法让人忍受的。
And so the guy sitting next to him, he's kind of a funny guy, so he kind of half jokingly said this statement.
所以呢，他旁边的这个人是一个蛮搞笑的一个人，然后他就半开玩笑的说了下面这句话。
He said this. He said, somebody around here, deodorant is not working.
他就说，在这边有人擦的那个除臭的那个除汗臭味的，不没什么用。
You guys know what deodorant is, right? Deodorant is something that you put on yourself to, cover up your bad smell.
很多人都知道这个除汗臭的，就是你擦在身上，所以你就不会那么。有那个很臭的臭味，汗臭味。
He said, somebody around here, deodorant is not working.
所以这个人就说，哦，有人擦的那个除汗臭味的这个没有用。
In which the smelly guy, he replied.
所以这个他就是有很多汗臭的人，他就这么说了这句话。
He says, "Oh, it's not me, because I'm not wearing any deodorant today."
他说，哦，那个不是我，因为我根本没有擦这个除汗臭的这个东西。
See the Bible when it talks about sin, many people look at this and said, "It's not me."
所以呢，在圣经里面提到罪，我们其实很多人也是一样，我们说，哦，不是我。
Because I am basically a very good person.
因为呢，我基本上我是一个好人。
I mean, I'm not perfect, but I work hard. I try my best.
我虽然不是完美，但是我也很努力，而且我什么事情我都是我就是会尽量的去做。
When it comes down to it, one day God might let me go into heaven because I try my best.
那有一天呢，神会让我进到天堂。为什么呢？因为我总是试着去做我最好的。
Today, the Apostle Paul want to let us know that when it comes to sin, we all smell, we all stink.
所以在使徒保罗今天要告诉我们，就是说，当我们提到罪的时候，我们都有那个臭味。
Now,
我们每个都 yeah, go ahead.
Give you a few verses to support what we're talking about today. If you are taking notes, I encourage you to write down some of these references.
所以我们在这里呢，让大家有给大家一些经节，然后可以看到，可以让大家看到。那如果你们愿意的话，可以把这些经节写下来，那回家了之后可以去查这些经节。
Psalm 130, verse 3. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sin.O Lord, who could stand?
诗篇一百三十篇第三节，主耶和华呀，你若就查罪孽，谁能站得住呢？
See, the psalmist is saying, no one is without sin.
所以这诗篇里面提到，就是说没有一个人是没罪的。
Psalm 143 verse 2, do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you.
诗篇一百四十三篇第二节，求你不要审问仆人，因为在你面前，凡活着的人没有一个是义的。
Ecclesiastes 7:20, there is not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins.
传道书第七章二十节，时常行善而不犯罪的义人，世上实在没有。
Do you see that sin is a universal problem, and that every single person is a sinner before God.
所以你们有没有看到，罪是一个普世的问题，每一个人在神的面前都是有罪的。
Which brings us to number two. He, the man, is radically depraved.
所以这就带着我们到了第二点所提到的，就是人是彻底的堕落。
Jews and Gentiles alike are all under sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They together became worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one.
所以在第九节提到，犹太人和希利尼人都在罪恶之下，就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个都没有。没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏行正路，一同变为无用。没有行善的，连一个也没有。
The word under sin there, it means that we are dominated by sin.
对，这边的这个提到这个罪呢，它是一个很全面的罪。
And so this is what the theologians call this, the doctrine of total depravity.
其实他们提到这是一个彻底堕落的定义。
Let me read this to you. All men, as a consequence of the fall, are born dead in sin, morally corrupt, enslaved to sin, perverted in heart and in mind, and unable of themselves to please God or even come to God for salvation.
在彻底堕落，他这个的教育，他的定义提到说，所有的人沉沦的结果是生来就已死在罪中，道德败坏，成为罪的奴仆，心灵和思想都堕落了。他们自己无法取悦上帝，甚至无法到上帝面前来寻求救恩。
So the key word here is unable.
所以这个最重要一个字呢，就是无法。
Now I'm going to give you four verses from the Bible to support.This concept of total depravity.
下面我要给大家四段圣经里面的经节，谈到这个无法这个字。
Romans 8:7-8. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, or can it do so? Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot. That's the key word. Unable to please God.
所以罗马书八章七到八节。原来体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能，也就是我们提到这个重点的字无法得神的喜欢。
Next passage, 1 Corinthians 2:14. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot.He is unable to understand because they are spiritually discerned.
哥林多前书二章十四节，然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能，也就是我们的重点的字无法，不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
John chapter 3, verse 3, in reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one is able to see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
约翰福音三章三节，耶稣回答道，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就无法见神的国。
Last verse, John chapter 6, no one can...Or no one is able to come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
约翰最后一个经节，约翰福音六章四十四节，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人，也就是无法到我这里来的。
And that's why we look at today's passage. It says no one can come to God. No one is able to understand. No one is seeking God.
所以在这里就提到，就是说没有一个人可以，或者是说人都无法，没有一个人来寻求神。
Last point, number three, man is hopelessly lost.
第三个重点提到就是绝望迷失。
So here's a passage that tells us those who are, whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silent and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin.
接下来这个经节19节，我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Do you see that in this passage is saying that when we realize that we are sinful, what do we do? These people, they try to do good works by observing the law.
所以他们在这个经节里告诉我们说，当我们做不到的时候，我们想怎么做呢？我们就想要能够在律法下面找到我们能够做好的方法。
They treated the law, observing the law, as their solution, that they pride themselves with their spirituality.
所以他们认为说，遵守律法就是能够让他们在属灵上面能够得到这样的能够再进一步。
But Jesus will tell them that it's not what you do on the outside. The problem is in your heart.
所以耶稣基督告诉我们说，这问题不是在我们的外面，而是从我们里面出来的。
Look at this passage, Matthew 7:18. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit.
在马太福音7:18提到，好树不能结坏果子。坏树不能结好果子。
See, Jesus was telling them, it's not your outward performance. It's the problem is with your heart.
耶稣基督告诉我们，这问题不是在我们的外表，而是从我们里面，是在我们的心。
Now, in the audience that Jesus was talking to, he was talking to a group of Jewish people who pride themselves in observing the law.
所以这段经节呢，是耶稣基督对犹太人，然后这些犹太人是他们是很对于他们能够守律法觉得很骄傲的这一群犹太人。
And these people, they feel like if they practice eating food that's clean, then they are righteous before God.
那这些人呢，就相信说，只要我是吃的食物是洁净的食物，那神就会喜欢。
And this practice lasts to even today.
那这样的想法，这样的做法，一直到今天都是一样的。
Some of you have seen these labels on the food product.
所以你们有没有看到？我想很多人都有看到像这样的这个牌子哦，就吃的食物上有这样的牌子。
Right? You've seen that word, right? Kosher. That means food made for this group of people.In such a way that they feel like when they eat it, they feel like this is clean.
那这个是kosher 呢？它是指说这个食物它处理的方法是一个犹太人能够吃、能够洁净、能够合他们律法的这样的一个做法做出来的食物。
I love that Chinese restaurant. They put the word kosher there. That's smart Chinese people making money right there. Kosher.
你看那个。上面有个牌子是 Chinese kosher， 就是说中餐是用犹太人的做法，那是很聪明的中国人知道怎么样来赚这个钱。
But listen to what Jesus said, right? Mark 7 here. Are you so dull? Don't you see that nothing enters a man from the outside can make him unclean? For it doesn't go into his heart.But it goes into his stomach, then come out of his body. What comes out of a man is what makes him unclean. And then he gave these examples. All these evils come from inside, and that's what makes a man unclean.
在马可福音7:18提到，耶稣对他们说：“你们也是这样不明白吗？岂不晓得凡从外面进来的，不能污秽人，因为不是。” 入他的心，乃是入他的肚腹，又落到茅厕里，从人里面出来，那才能污秽人，因为从里面就是从人心里发出的恶念。
Another passage spoken by Jesus about this, Matthew 23, blind Pharisees first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside will also be clean. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness.
马太福音二十三章提到，你这瞎眼的法利赛人，先洗净杯盘的里面，好叫外面也干净了。你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓，外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。你们也是如此，在人前外面显出公义来，里面却装满了假善和不法的事。
See, that's what God wants us to see, is that there is nothing we could do because our heart is sinful. We are corrupt before God.
所以这就是神要我们看到的。这个我们没有办法，我们人不能做什么，因为这是从我们内心心里所发出来的这样的一个罪，一个污秽。
And we desperately need a Savior to save us from our sin.
我们真真实实需要一个救主来救赎，让我们从旧中得救赎。
Malcolm Muggeridge was a well-respected Christian British journalist.
这边有一个人，他叫Monkle， 对不起，我没有翻译 ，I did not translate this one。他是一个英国的基督徒的记者。
And he recounted of a story of one of his trips when he visited India.
他有一次就提到他曾经到印度去，有一次去到印度的旅行的时候。
Well, he one morning he decided to take a swim in the river. And so when he got into the river, he saw a woman bathing by herself.
所以他有一天早上呢，他要到河里面去游泳。他去的时候，他就看到有一个女的在游泳里，在那个河里面洗澡，然后而且只有这么一个人。
And right there, remember, he's a Christian now. And right there, he all of a sudden his lust just came rushing over him and temptation stormed his heart. He wanted to do something. He wanted to seduce this woman.
所以呢，在那个时候，你要记得他是一个基督徒，但是在那一瞬间，他整个心里的一个欲望，就是完全的一个那种欲望呢，就超过了他所有的所思所想，他就想要去找这个女的。
And he said that the next thing he knew, he was swimming furiously towards the woman, swim so hard.
所以接下来他记得的事情呢，就是他已经在河里面在游泳，游向这个女的，而且游的尽快的游向这个女的。
And this is his comment. He said it's as if he was literally trying to outdistance his own conscience.
所以呢，在这时候，他跟他自己的良知，他是完全是分开的。
And as he got to her and emerged out of the water, what he saw gave him the shock of a lifetime.
所以呢，他游到这个女的的旁边的时候呢，他就从水里出来的时候，他所看见的，他那个时候所看到的是他非常的惊讶。
What he thought was this beautiful, beautiful woman was actually a leper.
对，他看到这个女的，他认为这是很美很美的这个女的，居然是一个麻风病人。
She was covered totally with sores and white blotches everywhere on his face and on her body.
所以他看到的这个女的呢，脸上呢，身上呢，都是有那个疮，然后还有一些白点。
And when she saw him, she smiled at him with no teeth.
然后当这个女的看到他的时候呢，就对他笑，然后嘴一张开，里面都没有牙齿。
And he jumped back and he muttered, just without thinking, he muttered these words. He says, "What a lecherous woman!"
所以他那个时候就完全，他就往后退了。退了之后呢，他嘴里呢就说了这句话。他说：“哎呀，好下贱的女人啊！”
Now this word "lecherous" is an old English term that means filthy and dirty. What a filthy and dirty woman! Yuck!
这个英文字呢，它的意思就是说很肮脏、很污秽的意思。
But as soon as those words came out of his mouth, he was overcome with shame.
所以当他在自己嘴里不自主说出这句话之后，当这些话一说出来之后，他就有一个感觉，就是他觉得他是很羞耻的人。
Because he realized it was not the woman that was lecherous, it was his own heart.
所以他那个时候他了解，并不是这个女的，她本身是下贱的人，而是她自己的心是一个污秽的心。He
said she may be sick on the outside, but my soul is full of death and sin. I am the one that is sick.
所以他说，这个女的也许在她的外表上面是生病的。 但真正病的人是我，是我的心里，我的心里是充满了死亡，充满了罪恶。
And he said that experience opened up his heart, his life, for his need. He realized his desperate need for Jesus Christ.
也就在那一瞬间，他在心里，他了解到，他是完完全，他是非常非常的需要神，他的救恩。
And that's what the Apostle Paul, the good news. Is trying to tell us that we are sick on the inside and we desperately need Jesus to save us.
所以使徒保罗要告诉我们的就是，我们其实我们的心里就是一个充满了罪恶，是一个死亡的地方，所以我们需要神的救恩。
And that's why it brings us to verses 21. It starts by these two words, but now.
这就带我们到了第二十一节所提到说，但如今。See,
this is a turning point now.
所以这个地方我们现在就开始有一个转换。See,
we have driven through the soul factory, inhaling the stench of death.
所以我们在这个地方，我们又了解到我们是充满了死亡的罪。But
now we cannot wait for the rose garden.
所以我们现在没有办法，我们就因。
Look at what the good news says. But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testified. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
我们看到这经文说，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。 就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的。See
now, we're ready to hear the good news, the gospel.
所以现在呢，我们就预备好了来听这一个好消息，这个福音。When
we see sin, our sin from God's perspective, we are pointed to the mercy, the amazing grace of Jesus Christ.
当我们知道说，我由神的角度来看我们的罪的时候，这样就可以把我们带领到神他对我们的奇异恩典，对我们的救恩，在耶稣基督所给我们的救恩。Let
me close today's sermon with this verse.
那我们今天用最后这个经节来结束今天的讯息。Can
we all read together first time in English and then in Chinese?
我们大家一起念第一次英文，第二次中文。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。Amen. Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, the word of truth.
天父，我们谢谢你把你的
Your word is like a mirror that shows us exactly what we're like, how much we desperately need you.
你的话语告诉我们，我们是这么样的需要你。
Lord, we're so grateful.
主啊，我们非常的感恩。
Through Jesus Christ, we as sinners can be made right before you.
透过耶稣基督，我们能够在你面前成为公义的。
Through Jesus, even though we deserve death, now we have eternal life.
透过耶稣基督，虽然我们的罪的工价是死，但是我们今天有了永生。
Because of Jesus, we can give you thanksgiving for the rest of our life.
所以因为耶稣基督，所以我们可以把我们的感恩献在你的面前。
And so today, as we wrap up this time, we want to say thank you and we praise you.
所以在今天结束的时候，我们愿意在这里说，主啊，谢谢你，我们赞美你。
And help us, Lord, not to keep this good news to ourselves, but help us to spread it to others.
帮助我们，不但是我们自己有这样的福音，也能够把这样的福音传给其他的人。
And may we really be the true light that shines in darkness.
我们真正的需要真光在黑暗当中发亮。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.